Tuesday, July 9th, the Florida House. 6 weeks ago this morning, I lay blithely in the amnesic arms of Versed as J. Smith mucked about in the innards of my pelvis. I bear still the physiologic consequences of his work, and I pray the anatomic consequences as well. I awake this morning to the soft hiss of a steady rain. Birds which I do not recognize sing recognizable songs. Beyond the open doors, vivid greens, many shades glow in the morning light. I nestle next to Arlene among the sweeping ancient arms of live oaks around the bedroom windows. This is good time, healing time. There's a spiritual part to healing. I doubt that the pathway considers that. This place, serene but for the gentle grinding of nature's wheels, is haunted by the spirits of countless living things, spirits unfettered by the careful dimensions with which I usually confine my life. We are here now almost 2 weeks. I've done no work on the chapter I was writing. I've communicated some by phone and email and FedEx with the office, but not much, really. John Oates, my chairman, called the other day from Nashville just to connect, without an agenda. I'm not used to dealing much with John without an agenda. It was a very good conversation. I did not start the Artist's Way course yet. I think about it. I reflect on the parts of that book that I've read. I may get to the structured part and I may not. I don't often do very well with imposed structure. I have my own structure that is commonly not very apparent, but that usually works for me. I may do the course, though. I had a long telephone conversation with Heather last night, late. For the first time during my illness, she verbalized her concern and asked all of the questions that I wanted her to ask much earlier. She also asked if I'm mad at her. There's a lot of nonverbal connection between us which can obscure the issues. We love each other, though. Love covers a multitude of sins. The decision to spend this time here is a very good one. It's healing time for Arlene, too. She loves this land. She must have been a farmer in another life. Medical crises spread such broad emotional tentacles. I think this is easier for me than for Arlene, despite her incurable sanity and good judgment. I have something quite tangible to deal with. But for Arlene, the pain is more diffuse and the pathway undefined. She has to blaze a trail and can depend less on me for help than either of us would like. We are healing. We'll return to Nashville on Friday and plan to start work full-time the following Monday. I'm changed without my cancer, impotent and incontinent. I trust the changes will integrate amiably.